Mr. Speaker, I rise today to discuss this administration's massive cover-up of the Epstein files in order to conceal President Trump's involvement. This cover-up reached its apex last month when Attorney General Pam Bondi falsely testified under oath before the House Judiciary Committee. The Attorney General testified, quote, "There is no evidence that Donald Trump has committed a crime. Everyone knows that," unquote. This is a lie. In the 3 million or so documents that the DOJ has disclosed to Congress under the Epstein Files Transparency Act, there is credible evidence that Donald Trump committed a crime. And that, of course, excludes the nearly 3 million pages that the DOJ is refusing to turn over. Donald Trump is mentioned thousands of times in the Epstein files. There are multiple allegations that he sexually assaulted young girls. But I want to focus on one victim's allegations that the FBI unquestionably found to be credible. The DOJ tried to hide reports of 3 of the 4 interviews that this victim gave to the FBI, but pressure from the media and Congress forced them to disclose them. And now we know why. She credibly accuses Donald Trump of sexually assaulting her when she was between 13 and 15. In each of her interviews, this victim recited the same account of her interaction with Donald Trump. On August 7th, 2019, she explained that she was between 13 and 15 when she was left alone with Donald Trump, who, quote, mentioned something to the effect of, "Let me teach you how little girls are supposed to be." Trump unzipped his pants and put her head down, quote, down to his penis, bit the S out of it. Trump struck the victim and said words to the effect of, "Get this little bee the hell out of here." The victim advised that she bit Trump's penis because he disgusted her. She provided some additional details in the next interview 2 weeks later, and then a month later, she met again with the FBI and asked, quote, what the point would be of providing the information at this point in her life when there was a strong possibility nothing could be done about it. She didn't speak to the FBI again. But the FBI certainly found her story credible. In a 21-page PowerPoint presentation that the FBI made to prosecutors, they included this victim's testimony. They would not have done so if they did not find the evidence credible, which means that Attorney General Bondi lied when she stated under oath that there is no evidence that Donald Trump committed a crime. But we're just scratching the surface, because the Epstein files also reveal that Donald Trump has made false statements over the past quarter century about Jeffrey Epstein. We know in 2002 he called him a terrific guy and said, quote, "It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side." In a birthday card, 2003, that Donald Trump gave to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday, Donald wrote for himself that, "We have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Enigmas never aged. Have you noticed that? A pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday. And may every day be another wonderful secret." But in that same year, Palm Beach County opened an investigation into Epstein that eventually was turned over to the FBI. The investigation became public in 2006, and the Palm Beach County Police Chief received a call quickly after from Donald Trump, where Trump told him, "Thank goodness you're stopping him. Everyone has known he's been doing this." What innocent person calls the police chief about an investigation upon just learning about it? The recent documents also show that Jeffrey Epstein emailed Ghislaine Maxwell and said, quote, "I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Redacted victim spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned." Trump also denied that he ever went on Epstein's plane. But of course, the Southern District of New York said that he was on his plane 8 times, often with young women. The reason why this matters is because we don't have half of the Epstein files. And if the Attorney General is covering this up in such a degree that she is redacting things from Congress, that she then, redacting things from the public that she then shows to Congress, what else is she covering up? And I would just show that this document here was redacted to the public, it was unredacted to Congress, and it completely disputes everything that Donald Trump has said about Jeffrey Epstein, about what he knew about the allegations, about his disgusting behavior, about whether he'd ever been to Jeffrey Epstein's house, saying, "I may have been there with my wife." Asked if any young girls were there, no. He may have had children of guests, but that's it. Well, we know that's not the case. Now, why is this important? Because if the Attorney General is covering up this information that she then reveals to Congress, what else is she covering up about Donald Trump's involvement in the Epstein files?